Today on Press TV, three Turkish troops have been killed in an attack in the southeastern province of Sirnak. Officials blame the violence on militants of Kurdistan Workers' Party or the PKK. Saudi Arabia violates for another day its self-declared ceasefire in Yemen. Saudi warplanes have bombed Bakil al-Mir town and the border province of Hajjah several times. They've also pounded a military base in Lahij province. Moving on now, Israel's Knesset passes into law force-feeding Palestinian prisoners on hunger strikes. The move has met the immediate opposition from the regime's medical association. Israel fears that Palestinian inmates who refuse to eat could die and trigger protests in the occupied territories. More than 40 US lawmakers are set to travel to Israel and meet the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next month. The trip comes ahead of a Congress vote on the conclusion of Iran's nuclear talks. It's been said that the Israeli premier plans to thrash out his concerns over the nuclear JCPOA. Oil giant Royal Dutch Shell says it plans to reduce its headcount by 6,500 this year due to sliding global oil prices. Company officials say they need to see the reality of the market. Oil prices have plummeted by around half in value to around $50 a barrel since June 2014. Iran's foreign ministry has rejected Bahrain's accusations brought against Iran over this week's bomb attack, which killed two security forces in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian also slammed the Al-Khalifa regime for its efforts to create sectarian tension in the region. The US Secretary of Defense has once again threatened Iran with war despite the recent nuclear conclusion reached between Tehran and the P5+1. Ashton Carter says the agreement would not limit Washington's ability to respond with military force against Iran if needed. And French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says everybody must accept their responsibility in the recent Calais migrant crisis. On Tuesday, a Sudanese asylum seeker died in the 50-kilometer Channel Tunnel. He was among 1,500 migrants who were trying to reach the United Kingdom through the rail tunnel. Those were latest here on Press TV.